Welcome to New Wave Heroes, the show that's cooler than a polar bear wearing aviator sunglasses. And that is cool. And in this show, there's music from Ultravox, Madness and the Jags, plus loads more. There's a track from Tiffany that comes with a mascara warning, so don't say I didn't say anything. Our classic album is Ahaz Hunting High and Low. I'll be reading some readers' letters sent into the music press, August 1984, plus numerous other features. But first, this one.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
So we start this show with the Buzzcocks and their single Ever Fallen In Love, and that was a big hit in 1978. Pete Shelley reflected on writing the song. We were in a guest house somewhere, sitting in the TV room, half watching Guys and Dolls. And one of the characters, Adelaide, is saying to Marlon Brando's character, "Wait till you fall in love with someone you shouldn't have." Now I thought falling in love with someone you shouldn't have, that's good. Well, that's what the internet says. And in 2021, it was ranked at number 276 on Rolling Stone's top 500 best songs of all time. That is a good one. So how are you doing? Have you had a good day? Lots to come on the show. After this next track, I'll read some fun readers' letters sent into Smash Hits magazine, August 1984.
Only the best music.
Sleepwalk.
That's from June 1980 and the first single from Ultravox's fourth album, Vienna. Right, so it's time for Dear Editor, and this week's letters are from Smash Hits magazine, 30th of August, 1984. Can you remember your life back then? Dear Editor, this has gone far enough. It's getting beyond a joke now. I mean, slagging off the Sun and the Smiths, that's fair enough. They may even deserve it. But when you start having a go at Blue Peter, of all things, I think it's about time it all stopped. Last issue, some maniac wrote in and said, I mean, who wants to make a doll's house out of a Domestos bottle? Well, I do. And I'm sure there are many others like me, so there. And what, may I ask, is wrong with double-sided sticky tape? It's a brilliant invention. I think you're just jealous because you don't know how to make a nuclear bomb out of a loo roll. So let's have no more of this silliness, or I'll tell Goldie to lick you to death. I think Goldie was the dog. And that was from Peter Whitby. Dear Editor, I'm writing about something that has crossed my mind. Wallies that call themselves fans are out of control. They follow their favourite pop person around all the time, to their houses etc, generally killing off all their privacy. If they admire these people so much, they should have more consideration for the poor blokes, it is usually in brackets, who have to put up with all this. I was at Radio 1 when David Sylvian was on air. I was really impressed by the sheer numbers. There were people so devoted that they had to copy his look. They were such a friendly bunch, and I really felt saddened when he arrived. Surely if these obvious pea brains had organised a line, David would have signed a few autographs. He would have been patient enough to let everyone get a turn. And that's Lisa getting in a pickle about David Sylvian. Dear Editor, the other day some local business took me to the family home of a certain Mr. Le Bon. Seated on the steps outside was a crowd of Duranis, singing along to their full volume Duran tapes and shrieking amorous messages up to the firmly shut window. I was greeted with, Simon's mum lives here. She's in but won't open the door because she knows we're here. I couldn't help but feel sorry for Mrs. Le Bon. However proud of her son's achievements she may be, surely the constant barrage of music and screaming must become a bit tedious. These girls can hardly be called super fans, turning a quiet family home into a besieged tourist attraction and writing various Duran slogans on nearby walls. Anyway, they were hardly likely to see Simon doing a bit of hoovering in his mum's front room. And that letter was sent in from Sally in Pinner. Is that a place? And here's one that's addressed to Simon Le Bon. Dear Simon, apart from your rather bad taste in clothes, rather large nasal passages, screechy voice you call singing, very untasteful highlighted hair, disgusting attempts at dancing, ultra swelled head, I don't think you've got any bad points either. Yours in unbelievable, is a big word coming up, exasperation. And that's from Liz in Cardiff. Obviously you don't think much of Simon Le Bon. She's probably a Spandau fan. Right, so I think I better play some Duran Duran because Simon Le Bon got a hard time there. This one's for all the Duran fans still out there.
Great music. Great memories.
Please, please tell me now. 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 There's something I should know. Is there something?
So dance when you walk through that door. Don't say you're easy on me. You're about as easy as a nuclear war. There's a dream that strings the road.
Now that's what I call an 80s classic.
So today's my tune is from Carol in Bristol. And Carol says, I had a Saturday job on the record counter at Woolworths in the early 1980s and absolutely loved it. It was the best job ever, and it's where I met my first boyfriend and future husband, James. James worked in the toy department and would chat me up in the pick and mix at lunchtime. My favourites were the cola bottles and jelly snakes. He liked the fruit salad and blackjack chews. Thinking back, I should have seen that as a red flag, as no one likes blackjacks or anything that tastes of aniseed, do they? After 6 months of eating half the stock of Woolies confectionery for free, James asked me to marry him. At first I was shocked, as I had put on a few pounds by then, what with all that sugar, and wondered what he saw in me. It all felt a bit quick, but I did say yes. James asked my dad for his blessing. Dad didn't like James and said, no chance, you're having a laugh, mate. Mum said, don't worry, he'll come around. But he never did, and consequently, Dad wasn't at the wedding. He still doesn't talk to me. That was a shame, but it didn't stop us. We were married on a memorable and very hot Saturday in the summer of 1984. Fast forward 40 years and 2 children later, we are still together. If I could, I would go back to those days in a heartbeat. Not to do it again, but to change everything and not marry James. I'd marry his best friend, Peter. Peter was lush. I don't know what I was thinking. James should have stayed in the toy department, as he always was a big kid and never grew up. Lush Peter went on to marry my best friend, Liz, who also worked at Woolworths in the lighting department. I was so angry at the time, I could have punched her lights out. My tune is Snowy White's Bird of Paradise, which will remind me of my biggest love, Peter, which sadly wasn't meant to be. Thank you, and that's signed by Carol. P.S. Please change the names in this letter if you read it out, as we all still see each other regularly. Whoops.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
So you fly in. Flash of turquoise blue. I just had to try to keep your life in view.
So that was Snowy White with Bird of Paradise, which reminded Carol of better days. Right, Alex has emailed. He says, I've written a new wave song about a burrito. Well, actually, it's more of a rap. Thanks, Alex. I like that one. Now, if you want to contact the show, you can by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com. or via the contact page on the website. You can request a record, tell me your tune, maybe tell me about a band you were in, or a gig you went to, or a silly thing you got up to, anything you want.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at. Let's rock.
I'm not afraid to die.
retro never sounded so good.
And that was two tracks in a row. First you heard Joan Jett with Bad Reputation, and that was The Jags and Back of My Hand, which was in the UK singles chart in September 1979. Remember that one on the jukebox when you're playing Space Invaders or Asteroids with your mates? What a time to be alive, eh? Still to come on the show, more awesome music, two tracks from our classic album from Aha, and lots more. I'll be back after this short retro ad break.
Remember!
What happens when you play this set of CDs? These are all the best singles you never bought. They're on Young at Heart, but it's only available from Sounds Direct by post. So, get a pen ready. Ultravox, Duran Duran, Cyndi Lauper, Tears for Fears, and The Pretenders.
Touch me, baby, it's angel.
Remember Buggles? Trio? This collection of 60 original hits is only available from Sounds Direct. To get your copy, call now. Young at Heart from Sounds Direct. Sounds you can't afford to miss.
Totally awesome 80s.
Oh,
was the amazing Sinead O'Connor and Mandinka, and that was the second single from her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, from 1987. Sue Dando from Smash Hits said that, quote, "This rasping, raw rock punk-esque thing is destined to be possibly the most absolutely brilliant single to never be a hit." Well, she was talking nonsense, and she was getting paid to be a journalist. On the other hand, Max Bell, never heard of him, from Number One magazine, he said that her voice is as striking as her looks, while her scruff of the neck grabbing confidence makes you forget completely that you've no idea what a Mandinka is. A good point well made. I'll tell you now, Mandinka are an African tribe, if it comes up in a pub quiz tonight. After this next track is our classic album from Aha.
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Haircut 100 with Favourite Shirts. Right, so now it's time for our classic album, and for this show it's Aha's Hunting High and Low, which was their debut studio album, released on the 10th of June 1985. The album had five singles on it. I'm going to play two of them. Take On Me was the first single from the album, but I'm going to give that a miss this time around because it gets a lot of airplay. But an interesting fact though, the Take On Me video was nominated for 8 1986 MTV Video Music Awards, and it came away with 6. I'll start with this one, and on the other side I'll tell you some interesting facts about the album.
Classic albums.
Thank you.
searched inside myself and found nothing there to ease the pressure of my ever-worrying mind. Oh, all my powers waste away. I fear the crazed and lonely looks the mirror sending me these days. Oh, how can it be? The sun always shines on TV. Hold me close to your heart. Touch me. Give all your love to me. We'll be right back.
was The Sun Always Shines on TV, which was the second single release from the album, and that was a big hit all over the world in the summer of 1986. The American website AllMusic said this about the single: "The Sun Always Shines on TV is just as thrilling as Take On Me. Starting as a sad ballad, it explodes into something much more as chugging guitars and operatic synths keep pace with Harkett's evocative vocal styling. If ever a 1980s song qualified as wall of sound, The Sun Always Shines on TV would be it." And U2's Bono, don't laugh, he's got something to say about everything. "The Sun Always Shines on TV heavily influenced the composition of our 2000 single release, Beautiful Day." Now, I'm not sure I can hear that, can you? The next song, Love Is Reason, was the B-side to Take On Me.
Classic albums.
Love Is Reason from Aha's classic album Hunting High and Low, and AllMusic said, and they've got plenty to say, haven't they? It's a cohesive album with smart pace change-ups, and it rarely fails to delight or satisfy a listener's need for a synth-pop fix. One can't escape the feeling that Hunting High and Low is a product of the 1980s, but with highs like Take On Me and The Sun Always Shines on TV, and no lows in sight. Aha's debut is a treat worth relishing. The album has sold more than 10 million copies so far and is in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. So if you haven't heard it yet, give it a listen. So the next track comes with a mascara warning.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sand pit, life is a short trip. The music for the sad man. Can you imagine when the space is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting into the music's played by the madman. Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever, forever and ever young? Some are like water, some are like the heat. Some are a melody and some are the beat. Sooner or later they all will be gone. Why don't they stay young? It's so hard to get old without a cause. I don't wanna perish like a faint horse. Youth is like diamonds in the sun, and diamonds are forever.
That's a sad song, and that was Tiffany, and she recorded that cover of Alphaville's 1984 hit Forever Young for her album I Think We're Alone Now, 80s Hits and More. Here's a couple of quick emails before we go. Brian says, I want to go back to the days when my biggest anxiety was stopping the cassette tape before the DJ started talking. Yeah, I remember that, trying to record the top 20 on a Sunday night. Happy days. And Laura says, I wonder what part of my brain that used to store people's phone numbers is doing now. I know. I can't remember phone numbers. I don't know why I went upstairs. I think if I was a car, my orange check engine light would be on.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, well it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
lose it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody, look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
So that track by Men Without Hats called Safety Dance almost brings us to the end of another New Wave Heroes. Thanks for listening as always. You can contact me and the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Whilst you're there, take a look at the shop and our awesome official merchandise. I'll leave you with the theme to The Hitman and Her. Remember watching that after coming home from the pub on a Friday night? See you next time. Bye for now.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.